And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
11 minutes after 6 o'clock on Tuesday, the 25th of October. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning. We made it, although it was questionable. You didn't have keys. I almost didn't have a car. It's been a rough start to the day.
Did you take Z-Trip here this morning?
Well, I had it all scheduled because yesterday I had to take my car into the shop, and they gave me the laundry list of everything that's wrong. Literally anything and everything that could be wrong with a car is wrong with mine.
And you were expecting this. You were waiting for...
I told them that, and I said, look, I can't afford to fix any of it.
Right.
Pick the most important thing that I cannot drive without. So they fixed my front brakes.
$400. Which, by the way, listen, the brakes.
Yes.
Brakes. She texted me yesterday. She says, the 8,000 things that are wrong, the brakes.
I didn't have the
you
money
do kind of want to stop
all.
Your car, you know. You can't Fred Flintstone this thing and put your feet down and
it would stop, but as it would stop, it would go and you would hear this horrible grinding sound. It was terrible. So they fixed that. But it wasn't supposed to be done till today. Yeah. So I scheduled a Z-Trip to come pick me up this morning, but they ended up finishing it up last night at the last minute. So I do have my car back.
See, I don't know. I'm not sure what my car does or what's wrong with it, but my car... Even when you're driving on the road, if you tap the brakes, it like shakes all over the place. I'm like, I don't know what this is. It can't be good, I don't think. I'm not sure that it's good.
And now I'm at the point where I'm just throwing money into a terrible old car going, okay, I'm going to just have to go buy. I have to buy one, right? I mean, I can't just dump money into
everybody's
this
car. Been the car money pit.
I hate this.
Everybody's had one.
It's the worst.
And you're like on that edge of... Can I really buy a new car?
I can't. I don't. There's no money to buy it. You know, I'm not going to complain. I got here this morning and it's fine.
All right, you're going to call my friend Danny at Country Hill.
Okay, done.
That's where I bought my car.
Get me a car.
There you go.
For tall people.
Because unfortunately, you got laughed off the lot.
I did.
At the last place you went.
We went to three car lots on Saturday, and the first one I went to, he said, well, what's your budget? And I told him a number, and he laughed and said, you're not going to get a car for that. And I sincerely in my head realized it's like watching House Hunters when the people go, I want a brand new home, 5 bedrooms, 4 baths with a swimming pool and a hot tub and a gazebo, but I don't want to pay more than $80,000. And I'm sure that's what I sounded like at the car lot. I want a nice car with plenty of room for luggage.
Sounds strangely like my lady.
Kids.
That's weird.
I don't want to pay more than $100 a month.
I really want this house with a pool and 5 bedrooms. Honey, where would you think we're moving to? Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll try the continuing saga of Jen and her car. See how this plays out.
I made it here. It's all good.
6:14, let's do 10 items or less to get the show started for Tuesday.
The latest CNN ORC poll shows Hillary Clinton ahead of Donald Trump by 5 points. The Democratic presidential nominee holds 49% in the new survey, compared with Trump's 44%. Libertarian nominee Gary Johnson has 3%. Green Party candidate Jill Stein, 2%. In a head-to-head matchup, Clinton's lead extends to 51% with Trump at 45%.
But what does he say?
Folks, we're winning. We're winning. We're winning.
Wait, he says that, or...
I guess I'm somewhat behind in the polls, but not by much.
That was on the same day,
winning.
By the way. That was the same day.
Slightly behind.
Okay.
You can vote now in Johnson County and today, Wyandotte County, if you want to vote early.
Yeah, I need to do that. And I really want to because I think Election Day is going to be packed.
It's going to be busy, yeah. The National Retail Federation says Halloween spending is at a record high because of millennials. Anna Smith with the National Retail Federation says Americans will be spending the most money on costumes this year. She says they're seeing an estimated spend of $3.1 billion on costumes this year, mostly because millennials want to dress up, go to parties, and participate in other festivities.
Mostly because of Ken Bone. Thanks, Ken Bone. Appreciate it.
This woman, Anna Smith, with the NRF, we're actually going to talk to her just after 8 o'clock this morning and find out some of the top costumes.
Oh, good. Shaylee, the millennial, will be here. We'll find out what she's going to be.
She keeps texting me ideas. Is, hey, we're going to be rum and coke. And then an hour later, she'll send me a different idea. No, we're going to be dill pickles. What? I don't know.
Last night, Addie was critiquing my Ken Bone costume.
What's wrong with it?
Because I found a red zip-up pullover.
Okay.
And so I said, Addie, look at this. And she says, that's the wrong shade of red. And your glasses, there's more square than round. You need to do this and that. And I go, I didn't know you paid this much attention to Ken Bone. She really had a bunch of critiques for me.
But your mustache looks solid.
Oh, there we go. Thank you very much.
You do have that.
Yes.
Chicago Cubs and Cleveland Indians are about to kick off a historic World Series. This year's Fall Classic pits two teams that have combined for 176 years without a championship. Cubs are in their first World Series since 1945, haven't won it since 1908. Indians haven't won a World Series title since 1948. Rachel Platten's going to be singing the national anthem tonight.
So here's what everybody's sad about. There was a petition going around to have Charlie Sheen throw out the first pitch because he played Wild Thing Rick Vaughn, the Cleveland's pitcher in Major League. Well, that got shot down because Kenny Lofton's going to do it. And Kenny Lofton was both an Indian and a Cub, by the way. And then tomorrow night they've got somebody else coming in, but they said there's also a petition to replace Joe Buck with Bob Uecker.
With Bob Uecker, how great
would
that be?
Perry Doyle, right?
I went to a Milwaukee game once basically just to see Bob Uecker, and I went and stood underneath where he broadcasts from, like, and he's probably 20 feet away at that point because you're just kind of standing below him, and I'm taking pictures, and he looks down at me kind of like, okay, creepy lady, how long are you going to stand there and take pictures of me? This is awkward. But I'm like, but you're Bob Uecker. You're so great.
Just a bit outside. Tried the corner and missed.
I would love to see that happen.
So good. Why everybody hates Joe Buck, by the way. It's so. I was listening to a bunch of Chicago media yesterday.
Me too.
And everybody hates Joe Buck. It's this, like, we have this in common across the entire U.S. I mean, this is funny when you would think the big market Cubs.
Right.
Think that Joe Buck poops all over him.
Right.
I mean, this is...
How is he still working? Everyone complains.
Right.
We'll take anybody else.
I find it amazing. Yeah. Even in Chicago, everybody thought, oh, those Casey crybabies.
Right.
They think he just, you know, tongues Madison Bumgarner. Well, Chicago does too.
Bob Uecker.
That was hilarious.
Bob Uecker. And Girl Scout cookie cereal is going to be a real thing. Oh, yeah. General Mills is reportedly coming out with the cereal in two flavors, Thin Mints and a Samoa Cookies-inspired Caramel Crunch. The limited edition Girl Scout cereals are expected to hit shelves in January.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Lord can make you turn. The Lord can make you overflow.
Major League's one of the best sports movies of all time, by the way.
Lord can make you burn.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I feel like she's getting nervous about her dating show Thursday.
I am. I'm trying to figure out what to wear and everything.
Well, you should. You should be figuring out something.
Christmas stuff. How about that? Ugly sweaters.
Stop making fun of our Christmas
t-shirts.
Yeah, don't make
fun of us.
I'm not making fun.
I feel like you are.
No.
That hurts. So what if we bought 432 shirts that say, baby, it's cold outside?
Don't you worry about that. We're going to be festive.
I may or may not have listened to Pentatonix for about an hour last night.
Okay, and I may or may not have been jealous.
Look, I figured we'd talk about it later, but I'm getting all these texts last night about...
Oh, they're so good.
David played. And then I come in this morning and Jen's like, let's do a contest with the first song we're going to play for when we flip to Christmas music.
I love this.
People could pick the first song that we flip.
Can I pick?
I want Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy by Pentatonix.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's so good.
No, but I really
I'm
like
going to let
one
you
too.
People nowhere near the music scheduling.
But shouldn't it be people who
hold
you
on, give me a moment.
Barefoot King composing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just imagine it. Some flurries.
Jen, quit singing.
Hot chocolate. Stop.
This, by the way, is the new Pentatonix. I have to admit, it is pretty darn good.
Can they do anything wrong?
No.
Exactly.
It's not really a Christmas song.
Even the video is beautiful.
I like
Look,
it.
I have chills. Look at me. I have goosebumps.
It's not cold outside.
It's a great song, though. Care. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, I love that. Well, your faith was strong, but we could just flip now and I'd be okay with it.
Well, it's not going to happen yet. We've got Halloween to go through.
Okay, fine. But whatever. After, and it's going to be 80 on Monday, so
I know,
it's fine.
Right?
Halloween, nice and hot, and then...
Just what we asked for.
I'm ready for Christmas. Princess Paisley Park Estate is officially a museum. Minnesota's Chanhassen City Council voted unanimously yesterday to rezone the late musician's compound. Prince reportedly left detailed guidelines for converting his studios into a museum. Tickets are on sale at officialpaisleypark.com for tours through December.
Any word on how pricey this might be or might not be?
When I looked up tickets, what was it? I want to say it wasn't terrible. I want to say it was like $30 a person
or something. So I think,
like,
not that bad.
Something reasonable-ish.
Yeah, sure.
Did you see Dancing with the Stars? Another couple got voted off.
I did, yes. We want to know who it is.
Let's
reveal. Spoiler alert, everybody.
The couple leaving right now is...
Was my girl Jana in the bottom two?
No.
Oh, she wasn't?
No. Shaley's
Maureen
was.
And Artem.
Yeah. Marcia Brady gone. The Brady Bunch actress and her partner, Artem, danced a 1980s tango to the tunes of Bon Jovi, which earned an overall total score of 28, which knocked them to the bottom two and ultimately made them the eliminated couple. Shaley, your Ryan Lochte not doing well. He and his pro Cheryl Burke were also at the bottom.
That one's not mine.
You don't have Lochte anymore? You've changed?
No.
Okay.
What?
And you know what? I actually feel bad for Truda, because when we were making our draft picks for Dancing with the Stars, you initially said, whoever's with Sharna. I want whoever's with Sharna.
Right.
And I said, no, do not pick him. He's a race car driver. He's going to be out in the first 2 weeks.
Oh, he's going to suck. Right.
And now he's awesome.
Yeah.
All this tells us is we never listen to Jen.
No.
Right.
Ever.
Well, then last night we're watching the show, and I'm sitting there, and I go, I just look up, and honestly, we haven't caught up with the show at all.
Yeah.
The first night we watched. And I said, really? Maureen McCormick is on this show, and I got voted off?
Yes.
And then she goes home, and I kind of feel a little bad about that.
Yeah, she's gone.
Way to go.
Your James Hinchcliffe and Pro Sharna, though, still doing really well.
They're amazing.
They were in the top spot. My Lori Hernandez.
Oh, geez.
Still faring well.
Okay. Bring a book.
And
don't hate on
Sharna. By the way, are you not, like, savoring Calvin Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I haven't really watched it. I've been DVRing and then just fast forwarding to see
who
goes.
Do you watch it? Every time you come in here, you say, oh, I DVR'd it. Didn't watch it. Do you watch
anything?
And
then I binge it.
No, you're always, every post of yours on Facebook is you drinking a margarita. Do you do anything
judge me
other than Mexican Monday? And then
it's
Tuesday,
Monday.
It's Taco
what else am I
Tuesday.
Supposed-
Wednesday, it's Wacky Wednesday.
What is Wacky Wednesday?
I don't know.
What the heck is that?
Every
I
picture
don't know.
Of you.
Is that something millennial? Is
you're
that-
having a real life, unlike us. Sitting at home watching
Dancing
with the Stars.
So are you upset that I have a life and I'm drinking margaritas not with you?
Oh, I'm jealous is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Somewhat kind of glad that I missed Wacky Wednesday.
I don't know what Wacky Wednesday is, but I feel like it needs to happen.
I'm creating it.
Okay. I like it.
And Taylor Swift.
Couldn't even go for Wind Down Wednesday.
Right.
I just had to go right to Wacky.
I don't know what Wacky is, but let's go.
She's in. Taylor Swift is celebrating the 10th anniversary of the release of her self-titled debut album. The country-turned-pop icon shared yesterday's landmark day with her more than 92 million Instagram followers, saying, I couldn't be more grateful today. She thanked her fans for encouraging her to change and grow. She closed her post by saying the past decade has been such an adventure, guys. Since the release of Taylor Swift, she's won 10 Grammys, earned 19 top 10 hits, and sold 5 multi-platinum albums.
What was her first big single, do we know?
Shaley?
Tim McGraw.
What?
What, huh?
Tim McGraw. The song
oh,
is
that
called-
was the name of the song?
It is.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Where have you two been?
Huh? Well, I don't know that 10 years ago I knew who Taylor Swift was.
Oy.
Tall and thin, that's what I know.
Well, she was a country singer. I wasn't into that whole thing.
We get confused for a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
But you ought to be happy I know Tim McGraw is an actual singer.
Yeah.
Oh,
and he only
God.
Knows that because of Faith Hill.
That's
right. Exactly.
Was this in there somewhere? Was this old?
This is a second single.
Oh, okay. All right. So I guess the right era. I've got a whole column of Taylor Swift over here.
I actually met Drew, the one that this was about. And he is pretty dreamy, I'm not going to lie.
How did you meet him?
I was in Nashville.
And?
Who is he? Is he a singer?
Wait, Drew who?
No, they went... I don't know his last
Drew
name.
Drew Hill?
Why are you hanging out with Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriends?
They weren't ex-boyfriends. Did you not listen to the song?
No, clearly not.
They didn't
not.
Date. That was the problem.
Oh.
I was very sad. They were in high school.
So at
she
first,
had a big crush,
she
and it was
dated,
very sad.
She made songs about not dating people. Then eventually that just turned around to...
Go with what you know.
I dated you, now we
did
hate each other.
Did you date the boy that Taylor Swift wanted to date?
I did not. I met him very briefly.
On Mexican Monday?
It was not on a Monday.
Wacky
it
Wednesday.
It was Wacky Wednesday.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
3-4 World Series kicks up tonight from Cleveland. 3-4 Cubbies and the Indians.
Rachel Platten singing the national anthem.
Oh, could we come in at Saturday at 6:30 p.m. to record an interview with her?
Right.
She'll be available at 10 o'clock tonight after her performance. All right, so it's a Tuesday morning here. Coming up on Thursday, we've been talking about this a lot. It is Shaley's dating game.
Shaley, the millennial, have you ever seen like the old school dating game that they used to do on TV?
I think so. Where they'd have three contestants, and then you can't see. There's like a wall or a curtain, whatever they had, and then right? the other person's
oh,
on
yeah,
the other
yeah.
side.
Uh-huh.
A special
asking...
little booth or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she or he, whoever, would ask questions of the three contestants and then choose one, and then they would go on a date.
Yes.
That's exactly how we're going to do it Thursday. We have three local celebrities. Two
Can
of
I know
which,
who they are?
Two of which are athletes. Okay. One...
Which is right up your alley, right? I mean, that's...
Exactly.
I mean, I like it.
She loves
sports.
Into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the third person who I've chosen to bring in, I believe, is very evenly matched with Shaylee. In many levels.
That makes me really worried. This is going to be the true test of friendship at this point.
I think that you are into similar things.
Okay.
I think that based on looks, I think he is someone you would find very attractive. Similar age.
Now, here's the other problem. Is
you both
you and
have
I,
arms.
Right. You both wear pants most of the time.
Most of the time. Not promised.
Wow. Not on Wacky Wednesday.
No telling what happens on Wacky Wednesday. But this is going to be the true test of friendship, because if this guy is a yahoo and a half, I'm going to be like, wow, Jen thinks I'm a yahoo.
There's a lot of pressure.
That is, yeah.
We'll see how it goes
you
on Thursday.
You volunteered for this.
But we are each going to ask questions. Truda will ask some. I will.
Yes.
You. And is her mom going to be able to come in? Did you talk to Pam?
I've not nailed that down yet.
Okay. Wait, what?
It's,
your mom may be asking questions of these men as well.
Hold on.
Oh,
hold
yeah.
On.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. My mom is not coming in for
one
this.
Question.
No, she could. She could come by.
Who Look, knows the, you better than your own mom?
The door is always open for Pam. She wants to come in.
She could hang out every day.
Yeah, no worries.
No.
Yeah.
Man, no.
But I
no,
think
sure.
the questions that we ask these men are going to be very important.
Oh, and it's Throwback Thursday, too. She can send me the other stuff she was talking about. All right, good.
What?
Never mind.
Here's one question I would like to ask, because I think this will be very telling.
Okay.
Do you have a nickname, and what's the story behind it?
Oh, that's a good one.
Because, you know, if they have some weird, I don't know. I think it will say a lot about them.
Did you tell Jen my question I was hounding you all day yesterday with?
No.
If I were a flavor of ice cream,
oh, no.
What flavor would I be? And tell me how you'd lick me.
Oh, my.
That's
not appropriate.
We're not.
What?
It's not this kind of game.
It's
we don't
not,
want them to get up and walk out.
It's,
we're
who's
trying
gonna
to
get
find
up and
her
walk
real
out?
Date.
You know what I want to hear from people? 576-7102. Set up horror stories.
Oh, no.
When you set somebody up on a date and it
I'll
turned
you know
out to
on
be
Thursday.
A complete disaster,
the
or somebody set you up and it turned out to be a complete disaster, 576-7102.
Blind date failure.
There are always really funny stories about these.
Yeah.
The setup. Somebody like Jen goes, no, trust me, you're going to love
right.
them.
Right. Now she's worried. Now she's sweaty.
I am. I feel like you have a ton in common with the third guy I'm bringing in. The other two, I don't know that well. I mean, we're just randomly sending you out. Good luck. Other than
so if I don't come back,
isn't that
it's
what,
been
what
great.
All of dating is, basically, though?
And by date, we're just going to send you. I think that immediately after you choose one,
mm-hmm.
I think, because we're going to do that in the 7 o'clock hour, I think you mm-hmm. should immediately go down to Donut Lounge, have a
you
donut
mad at donuts.
And coffee
yeah,
with them.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yep.
Have a little conversation, and then you can come back and tell us how it went.
Okay.
Sure.
I like
so
it.
So we get the immediate follow-up.
So I still get a donut and coffee out of this.
Exactly.
That's my own. Okay.
Worst case scenario, you have a donut. Everything's good.
Right.
And you only have to spend 15 minutes with them.
Okay,
so if
then.
Things are awkward,
like
get
the second
donut.
Longest date I've ever had.
Great.
Right back.
But can we Facebook Live it is the
no.
question.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
What?
Well,
yes.
No.
Come on.
No
you millennials love doing everything on the video. Why not Facebook
on the
Live
video?
This too?
On the video. On the Facebook.
You can listen to the Drake. I literally can't with you. No. I literally can't. No.
No,
come on,
really not.
Do it.
That's
do
too
it.
Awkward.
That's
too
that's
weird.
That's going to be weird. We're already in Donut Lounge or wherever we're going.
Jen, will you sneak down behind
yes.
them and give us play-by-play
absolutely.
Live
what
on the
happening?
Air?
What is happening?
Color commentary.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, God.
Right?
Commentary from this one?
Yes.
He's
are you
paying
sure?
for the coffee.
Yep.
He seems like a good one.
Right?
He asked her if she wanted extra sugar. And I think
what?
He meant in the coffee.
Whoa, hey, hold on a second now. Oh.
What kind of date is this?
There we go. Fist bump.
Oh, jeez.
576-7102, the horror stories of getting set up on a date. Everybody's got one, it seems like. You've either set somebody up that was a complete disaster, or you got set up on a complete disaster.
I didn't even know that people were setting up me and my husband. At the time, they made it look like they were just leaving, like, hey, we're going to go home now. Here, talk to this guy.
Is that right?
And I didn't know that they had...
They just pulled the, we're leaving?
Yes. And
really?
I didn't know that they had set it up that they were going to introduce us.
Oh, yeah?
And then we sat and talked for 6 hours the first night and ended up married. Look at
huh.
that.
Wow.
Job well
like the next
that?
Day or what?
No.
They flew right out to Vegas.
That's right.
That was...
That was quick. First date was a Cubs game. Second date was a Styx concert. And anybody who can put up with those things, that's a keeper.
On purpose?
It was a radio station. It was our concert. We had to go see Styx.
And that was the best date you could find?
That was. I had to be there. Someone had to go with me.
Well, she thinks Styx sings that song that Pitbull redid.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah, that's all. That right. is right there.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
And you let her go.
I don't know.
What was that?
It's a passenger. I had to have something to fill the silence. I just can't let the silence go by without filling it.
Sweet like cotton candy.
Ooh, yeah. You have too many buttons.
I do. It's Passenger 728, the show with Jen Truda. Sheila the Millennial is here. Good morning, everybody. Our phone number, 576-7102. You can always get in touch with the show.
Yeah, we've been talking about questions to ask her potential suitors on Thursday for Shaylee's dating show. That led to weird first dates or meeting stories of your spouse, significant others.
Yeah, getting set up, horror stories. But there are some people that don't like a setup.
Right. Because it's awkward. There's too much pressure.
Oh, really? I had no idea. I have no idea what that's
There's
like.
There's no pressure
it's
for you.
It's not going to stop us from trying it with Shaylee,
right.
But I mean, some people don't like it. I'm just saying.
You just have to get a donut. It'll be okay.
Okay.
A 15-minute date.
Okay.
And I have seen all of these guys. You can't go wrong picking any of them.
But we have very, very different tastes in men. We have discovered that.
I don't actually know too much about two of them, but the one that I brought in.
Does he sell weird candy out of a van, or what's happening?
Sell is defined sell.
Okay.
No, they're all three local celebrities, all good-looking men. This will be fun. It'll be
Wait,
good.
Who's definition of good-looking? Yours or mine?
And I base that on pictures. I haven't actually seen them in
geez.
Person.
It's getting better and better. Yikes.
This should go well.
Oh, I think we've got a call here. We'd love these setup horror stories if you have those. 576-7102, other dating tips in general. And what questions should we ask? I've got a couple texts here we'll read out after this. But good morning, the show.
Yes, I was calling about the setup of the date.
Oh, sure, yes.
Yeah, my husband and I have been married 20 years, and we were set up by my cousin. And I had no clue that I was supposed to meet him, and I went to go help my cousin move. And then I was conveniently introduced, and we started dating. And within 2 months, we were married. It'll be 20 years next year.
So you didn't know that you were being set up. They just said, hey, can you come over and help us out?
Exactly, because I was kind of a heavy set gal at that time. And I'd already went through a marriage of 10 years, and it failed. So I had two girls. And so I was like pretty much a male hater at that point in time. Yeah, and so whenever I got set up, as soon as I saw him, I just literally fell in love, and I looked at my mom, and I said, my God, I said, there's the guy that I want to marry. That's who I've been looking for, and it's within three of our dates, he got down on one knee and asked me to marry him.
Wow,
that's a good story.
It's been 20 years in January.
That's great.
Good for you. See, that one turned out great.
Yeah, thank God it wasn't a horror story. We all have enough of those.
Yes.
Right, sure.
Shaylee might on Thursday.
Oh, good.
Or she could find the love of her life. Who knows?
What question?
Right. I mean,
what question do you think we should ask her potential dates?
Well, my fear was always their temper. You know, what is something that really irritates them, and how do they handle it when they're irritated?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Sure.
You know, because the temper was always a fear of mine.
Right.
So that was my big thing. And I looked at my daughters. And I told him, I flat out told him, I said, hey, I have to go over there and do everything you can to take him off. Mess his hair, you know. And they did. People, he, their children, they went after this guy. And then at my next date after that, they turned around and they asked him. They said, well, why don't you be our dad? And he goes, that would be up to your mother. And I was like, son of a gun, man, guys, come on. You know, I wasn't ready for it. You know, it was perfect. I mean, I can't imagine me being with anybody else. I mean, it was some kind of crazy match, you know, it was like it was supposed to be.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Maybe you will find your potential perfect match on Thursday, Shaylee.
Via a donut and coffee.
I've got a text here. Ask the potential date if they've ever called someone for a booty call or have they ever had a one-night stand.
But would that be a deal breaker for you if they said yes?
I guess, I don't know. I guess not.
Yeah. I wouldn't think so.
No.
Okay. maybe you're more concerned about that than other people, I suppose, or less concerned about it as a case.
I like
maybe
to find out things. Like, I want to ask them, what do you do on Sunday afternoon?
Right. That's where I'm going
with my
questions.
I want to find out, what is their real life all about? What would you do if you got $5,000 and had to spend it on one date? Where would you take Shaylee?
And it's not going to Jen's dealership.
It's not going there to fix your car.
It's not fixing that.
Laser tag.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Getting ready for Thursday's dating game. I found a little story about the 23 tweets about single life that are funny because they're true.
Oh, boy.
There's some good ones in here.
Let's see if Shaylee finds these to be true. Or just sad.
It says, still no response to a text 3 years later. Wow, he's so busy. When you discover that a whale can attract a partner in 15 minutes and you can't find one for years.
Ouch.
Hashtag single problems. Mm-hmm. There is a, somebody sent a picture. Apparently there's a green giant. It's called Just For One Meals.
Okay.
And it says, so the picture, then the thing says, even the vegetables are trolling me now. Just for one meals. These are pretty good. Let's see. Once I, the best part about being single is I always get to wear the most comfortable underwear.
Oh, my.
And you don't have to shave.
Oh, how about this one? When your date says, I want to keep you, can I? And you think she's talking to you, but then you see her looking at a labradoodle.
Aww.
Hashtag single problems.
I feel bad for Shaylee because we saw what happened when she had a dating profile up for 20 minutes and the ridiculous, horrendous responses she got.
Yeah, right?
Those were pretty epic. But, you know, I'm trusting you three, or you two. I don't know.
Really? There's three of us now?
Who's I don't that? Know.
Who's Things that? Will be good Thursday. It'll be good.
Really? For who?
You? You're all young, good-looking, athletic. With good jobs.
Well, they have jobs.
They, all of them have a job, yes.
A full-time job.
Yeah, well, I don't...
define full-time.
Is there any... Like they may receive a stipend and or have a host family. I don't know exactly how they work.
Is it like the government defines full-time job or you...
Do any of them have to ask, do you want fries with that?
No.
Oh.
Is that a deal-breaker for you?
Well, I mean, kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I dated a guy that worked at Subway for 5 years. Now it seems
there was
creepy
no fries.
In light of all the Subway activity.
Okay, but no, how do you feel about this, though? I mean, are you okay with making more money than he does?
Oh, that's going to be impossible
not an
here.
Issue. That's what, we work here. Everyone makes more money
I get paid
than us.
In okay, candy all right,
that's,
and stuff.
That's a good point. All right, so that's a stupid question. Would you be okay down the road with being the breadwinner of the house?
20 years from now, let's say you work somewhere with a real salary.
I don't know. I never actually had to think about it because we work in radio, so we know that's never going to be an issue.
How do you feel when the check comes? Do you feel like a guy should pick up the check? Do you like to go Dutch? How do you feel?
Depends.
Yeah.
First date him, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, maybe split. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Feel like
first date guy pays for sure is what you're saying.
I feel like he should offer, at least.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
you can give the fight back of, no, we can split this, but then you let him pick it up.
Right.
There's all this talk about, like, chivalry is dead, blah, blah, blah. I mean, how do you feel about guys opening doors and, you know, like opening the car door and stuff
that.
Like that?
That kind of weirds me out a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
But you know what's a good sign, though? If you notice him opening the door for other people, like,
yes.
he should open it for
yes.
you, too. But if he's standing there, like, specifically holding the door open
yeah,
for somebody
true.
Else,
right,
there's
right.
a woman with a stroller, and he makes
yes.
the effort to get
like
up
that.
And do that.
Yes.
That says a lot about him.
But if you're opening my coming around to open my car door like my Z Trip mm-hmm. driver,
oh,
that's
yeah.
a little bit too much.
That seems like, come on.
I can't. I got this.
We can cut out 5 seconds. I'll just
right.
do it myself.
Right.
What if he is your Z Trip driver? That's maybe
Ours
easier.
Was good looking. Our driver.
Yeah, he was.
Both drivers on the way to the Chiefs
they
game.
They were awesome.
What about, they always say, though, that you can tell a lot about a guy by how he treats other, like, waitresses, bartenders,
right.
stuff like that. I mean,
yep.
that's like a good
mm-hmm.
sign for how he's going to be. Does he tip well?
That's a very big sign.
Does he send stuff back and mm-hmm. berate waitresses and such?
Oh, I can't wait till mm. Thursday.
Oh, God.
Please let me follow you to Donut
no!
Lounge. I don't have to, like, sit at the table with you. I just want to
Oh, good.
Sit.
You're just going to creep, like, three tables away and just, like,
just
can you
there.
Speak up, please? I can't hear over here.
I want to be able to see his body language and see, like, is he touching your arm? Is he
okay,
leaning
it's 15
forward?
Minutes, Jen.
What kind of donut does he order?
You really
order?
Think this is going to be, like, a deep love connection?
What if
right?
it is? What if she marries the guy from our dating
okay.
show?
Okay.
That would be amazing.
Calm down.
Can you imagine?
A year from now, you could be a mom.
You can.
What? What?
I'm out. I'm not coming in Thursday.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like when we get to plan her wedding and people get to like vote on like the songs and the dresses and stuff?
Guys, dress, nice fairy.
Guys, it's going to be so.
Stop playing.
Nobody turn her mic off for a second.
Truda could be the DJ. Oh, this will be great.
Oh, yes. People get to vote on the first dance song.
This is perfect. She loves Christmas. We do a Christmas Winter Wonderland wedding.
Guys, I'm not kidding. There's no mommy
and Pentatonics. Pentatonics and Straight No Chaser perform at the reception.
What is this, your wedding or mine?
This is all happening.
What is happening?
Oh, this is so good.
Bachelorette party is done.
What?
We're all like, ladies and gentlemen, and now the first dance.
Look how pretty her dress is. I can see it in my head.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and you're going to have little soccer babies.
Oh, my God. Not soon.
Oh, this is going to be so good.
9 months.
And now the dance that you all chose as her first dance.
This would be perfect. Played and it pleased the Lord. Did you see Joan Rivers' daughter? When she got married, they spent $1 million doing a Winter Wonderland wedding that was indoors. They literally created a Winter Wonderland forest indoors. It was over $1 million. We do this for Shaylee. Oh, it all starts.
Except without the $1 million part?
Well,
is that possible?
We'll get sponsors. We'll
You can't even get sponsors for the show. Are you kidding me?
It all starts Thursday, people.
No,
the magic
begins
this Thursday on the show with Jen and Truda.
You're missing the best part. What is the ring looking like? You have the wedding planned.
I don't know. Do you want a princess cut? What do you want?
I don't know. You figured everything else out. I figured you would have had it. What?
Yes. Oh, no. It's totally going to be open for votes.
Hey, jewelers, can you reach out and make this happen?
Kate, go Tiffany. Come on.
Okay. Hey, that's where I got this.
What's wrong with you?
This all happened.
This Thursday, it is the first step in a lifelong journey.
You guys.
The Shaylee Dating Game coming up on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We might need your bullhorn. Did you see that the Green Valley High School Marching Band gets to go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I did not.
That is so cool.
That is awesome.
It's amazing.
Give them a shout out with your bullhorn.
What did you say, Green Valley?
Green Valley High School Marching Band.
Green Valley High School Marching Band!
They're the marching... Wow. The marching eagles. They're going to be at the 2016...
Soar, marching eagles, soar.
Okay.
Why do you have that?
Just go ahead and put that down.
Fly with the eagles.
Okay.
Enough!
Take it easy.
So, no, random story. We were at church on Sunday, and we were singing On Eagle's Wings, and my 8-year-old leans over and goes, Mom, this sounds like a James Bond song.
What?
How does On Eagle's Wings sound like a James Bond song?
What? Your daughter is obsessed with James Bond.
They are. No, I know. And they shouldn't be watching it. I'm a terrible parent. I get it. I know. But
they'll be watching worse.
Somehow it's correlating to James Bond on Eagle's Wings.
By the way, did you see the story this morning that the Parents Television Council has warned people that the Walking Dead season premiere is too violent for kids?
Oh,
and
I'm
going, who is showing their kids The Walking Dead?
We let our kids watch Jaws this weekend, and they loved it.
Well, it's a different story.
Loved it. And I'm never going swimming
Addie
again.
Addie loves Sharknado.
Oh, well, yeah, we do, too. We still have
what?
It on. We DVR'd it. We still watch it.
What?
Only the original, though. Once they got to Sharknado 47.
Right.
Oh, that's the line?
Yeah. It got
bad. We used to run around the house, get Sharknado! We still play that in the pool during the summers. And this is the mark of, like, how good of a parent, because Addie will ask other kids, hey, do you want to play Sharknado? And they're like, what? What is that?
That's why our kids get along.
Exactly.
Equally weird.
Makes so much more sense now.
And then Shaylee's little soccer babies can hang out with our kids once you have your babies with the boy.
What kind of parent are you going to be, Shaylee? Are you going to be watchful of the bad stuff there?
Well, I'm not letting him hang out with you guys, obviously.
You know what's weird? Shaylee hung out with my kids on Friday night, and probably Addie, too, a little bit. But before you got there, she was hanging out with my kids. I'm like, oh, she's actually really good with kids.
Yeah.
It's a good sign.
But I get to give him back.
You had a babysit Friday? Because we're looking for...
Could you? That'd be great.
I'm at the Royal.
Yeah, well, that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
Could you take my kids with you and watch them?
I can take them with. I can't guarantee I will watch them.
Yeah. Give them some barbecue. They'll be fine.
I mean, I can educate them a lot if you're going to let me do that.
No.
I will take them on. You know what? Let me take them on Friday.
Define educate.
You know, don't you worry about that. Just let me take them and just see what happens. It'll be great.
Kids, do you know Travis Kelce? Would you like to hit the Kwan? They're very good at dabbing, though.
I know.
They do walk around the house doing the dab all the time.
Yep.
So there's that.
What's up, Dab?
That's not how that works.
It's not?
No.
It's not? Oh.
Just don't.
Okay, well, sorry, I tried.
Here's what's coming up on the show with Jen and Truda.
Well, if you or your organization needs a Brian's Bullhorn shout-out, just feel free to get in touch with me. Anniversaries, birthdays, sports teams has become real popular.
For a $5 fee, he will use the bullhorn and give you a shout-out.
Or breakfast.
Hey, I just agree with that guy that wrote in last week. Everything sounds cooler through the bullhorn. It's and look true. What it did for Blue Springs and the Golden Regiment.
They did win.
They did very well. Yes.
Can I just say, Thursday, there's no horn. None.
Oh, yeah.
I like this in the dating show. Yes.
Yep. Bachelor number one, let's go. All right.
Actually, we're going to follow behind you
oh, God.
To the donut lounge.
And then bust the siren out and see how they react.
Right?
No. Yes. No.
Does he protect her?
Does he jump immediately? Does he give the mom seatbelt, the hand in front of Shaylee to save her? What does he do?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Actually, we're just going to be like 20 feet behind you going like,
come on, kiss her, buddy. Come on, do it. Kiss her. Get it.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Well, a big part of Halloween is, of course, the costume and what to wear.
Shaylee's been texting me lots of options for us on Monday.
Oh, I can't wait.
All of which I've shot down thus far.
What?
We'll see.
Oh,
I don't know why. I think they're good ideas.
I don't think we should be rum and coke.
Why? That's adorable. What's wrong
with
that?
We're not standing next to each other.
So then you can be Coke, I'll be rum.
Okay.
You can just be.
Let's just keep coming up with more options.
I like that, though.
Hey, you didn't come up with anything.
Yeah, because I have kids' costumes I have to pay for.
Should we get professional help with our costumes?
Let's get an expert.
Probably need it.
Right. We've got here Anna Smith from the National Retail Federation, right, Jen? That's what we have on the phone here today.
Yeah, big story out from them today that says Halloween spending is at a record high because of millennials. You're welcome.
How about that? Thanks, Shaylee. Good morning, Anna.
Great. How are you doing this morning?
Excellent. Halloween is my favorite time of year, so I always look forward to a good costume. And I'm glad that we can talk to you today about what is kind of hot out there, what the trends are. And we have Shaylee, the millennial here, who we understand is kind of the big driving force behind Halloween costumes.
Definitely. Millennials are not only driving a big force on costumes, but just on Halloween in general, all things in regards to celebrating Halloween. It's the perfect time of the year for them to showcase how much fun they're having without it being too show-offy on social media.
And what are the big costumes this year, whether kids, millennials, adults, what are the big hot costumes?
The biggest costume and the most popular costume for children is actually action superhero. And it's the first time we see that since we started doing this survey 11 years ago. Princess always took the reins, and now action superheroes are the winners for children.
Wow. Hmm. Shaylee, do you have any idea what your costume is going to be?
Not a clue. I've changed it 3 times on the way here. So, no, I haven't figured it out yet.
What about for the older kids? Maybe we can give Shaylee some help here, Anna. What are the hot costumes for the adults?
So when we're looking at millennials, they are they said that they're either going to dress up as Batman characters, so like the Joker or Harley Quinn or even Batman itself. So another option is going to be witch. And then on third place, it's animals, so cat, dogs, bunnies. These are all very simple and easy costumes to make and do. It makes total sense why millennials are kind of targeting those type of outfits this year for Halloween.
Now, she is deathly afraid of mascots and clowns, so I don't know how that animal
will not
thing
be happening.
Yeah, that's not going to work for you, is
no
it?
No Joker.
Uh-uh.
Well, tied in fourth place for millennials are actually Marvel superhero comics and DC superheroes, so maybe you could be Spider-Man or Wonder Woman.
Yes. All right, there we go.
Are you seeing, because of all the clown scares around the country, are you seeing clown drop dramatically on the list?
You know, we actually asked consumers to fill in what types of costumes they're planning to wear, and in this past year, clowns weren't really it.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
And is costumes, is that where all the money is spent, or is it candy? Like, where's the most money spent?
The most money spent is on costumes. So this year we're seeing a total Halloween spending reach $8.4 billion.
Wow.
Of which $3.1 billion is going to be solely on costumes, and then $2.5 billion on candy.
So what's the average person spending, like one person spending on Halloween?
One person is spending approximately $82.93.
Yeah.
That's about right.
And And that number's a little bit up from last year. It was $74. And again, this is based off of the amount of people that said that they will be celebrating Halloween. And we learned that it's going to be approximately 171 million Americans celebrating Halloween.
Mm, yeah. Wow. It's supposed to be good weather around Kansas City here, so I think that's going to get a lot more people out to trick-or-treat and to be around on the streets, too, which should be pretty fun. Anna, do you see, as far as, like, do you have any information about pets? A lot of people dress their pets up in costumes.
Oh, my God. People love their pets. And actually, this year we learned that 16% of people are planning to dress up their pets in costumes. And so it's pretty funny. The categories that are listed as the top three are pumpkin, hot dog, and bumblebee. Dressed up as a hot dog.
Do you guys do that? You both have dogs.
Oh, poor Sadie gets that every year.
Yeah.
I try, but my dogs hate it.
I have a cat. I don't find that going well with a cat.
You can try it.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah, give that a shot, won't you?
There you go.
Do you see a lot of like topical costumes like that with people pulling out, you know, maybe Cubs players, the Anthony Rizzo is one that we saw on Amazon, or Kinbone?
You know, we, in our survey, we actually don't have anybody that responded to that, but I wouldn't be surprised with it being such a magical moment right now in baseball, right? I'm not surprised that there will be a lot more fans out there dressing up as their favorite baseball player for either the Cubs or the Indians.
Perfect. What about group costumes? Is that a thing? Still?
Group costumes, definitely one of the things that we're seeing that families are doing are dressing up as like Star Wars characters. So the entire family, including the dogs and cats, are dressing up as Star Wars characters. And that's been trending the last couple of years. But, I mean, can you blame them? Star Wars has been in the theaters the last few years, and it's trending right now.
I saw a family that was the Incredibles once. That was great.
We should do that.
Yeah, no, we're not that cool.
Oh,
I don't feel like we can pull that off.
Probably not.
We all went as the Smurfs one year.
We had I am not painting myself blue.
And Papa Smurf.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you thought this...
That's pretty awesome.
You thought this facial hair was bad. Oh, God. That was awful. All right. Anna Smith is with the National Retail Federation, and we thank you so much for the insight to get into Halloween, Anna. And what are you dressing up as? You going out trick-or-treating?
I'm actually keeping it simple. I'm going to dress up as Batman.
There you go.
Perfect.
Well, thank you.
Oh, happy Halloween.
Yes, happy early Halloween. Thanks for the insight. Take care.
You too.
Oh, I think we got it down now.
I found Shaylee. I got your costume.
Oh, God. I'm terrified.
Adult Giggles the Clown. Look how cute she is.
Come on.
Look, she's got cute little clown pigtails.
No. Uh-uh. Fine, I'll do that if you hold a rat. You hold a live rat.
No.
Stop touching me.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
A lot of people agree. Some of the creepiest stuff comes from kids.
I just read this post on Facebook this morning from a friend of mine. She said, "Why do kids have to be so creepy? For three nights, my daughter has woken up...
Yeah, why you gotta be so creepy?
My daughter has woken up at night crying, and then in the morning tells me a bad guy pushed her out of her bed. Tonight, she was screaming that there was a dead man on her wall, and then later tells me that he's not a bad man, now he's a nice man, and then goes on to describe what he looks like."
That's creepy.
What if the girls came out and said something like that to you?
My daughter did once tell me. She said, "Mom, who was the guy in the hallway?"
What?
And I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "When I got out of bed in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, there was a man in the hallway." And I said, "Oh, it was probably Daddy. Did it, you know, Daddy get up to get a drink of water?" "No, it wasn't Daddy. There was a man in the hallway."
What?
I'm not, and that was in the house we're currently in.
And
I'm just
saying. So what did you do about that?
Nothing. What am I going to
do? Did you, like, have an exorcism or, like, start sprinkling garlic around or something? What do you do in these cases?
I hung Bibles all over. What? What? I started saying songs and proverbs.
Sprinkling holy water everywhere?
No. Ah, oh, that's weird.
Creepy tales involving
kids. No, what's
weird
is you did nothing.
No, I don't
think
that's
weird. It's
fine.
No big deal.
It's called Friday. Totally normal. I gave my key. Let himself in and out.
Somebody posted the one.
It's like, I know how to paint. Can you finish our projects?
Oh, please. Can you change oil?
Are you a mechanic?
But somebody posted under her post, "Do you live by train tracks? There's a report and a Japanese doctor that did a study about the vibrations." So apparently there's something that has to do with people that live by railroad tracks and ghosts.
I live by railroad tracks.
Oh.
That's kind of weird. I mean, you kind of hear about, like, if you live by water, that's supposed to...
Really?
You know, channel things. Mm-hmm. 576-7102 if you've had a creepy ghost story happen in your house, especially involving kids. But they say because kids, you know, they're learning, their minds are open, they're more attuned to things that might happen from the paranormal world.
Right. Whereas I'm cynical and I say, no, it wasn't a man in the hallway. You just saw a weird shadow. It was probably our cat that was just crawling
right,
through.
Because you usually confuse the two.
Well, how big is your cat?
That I would be concerned about, actually.
She is 5 years old.
Had a huge old cat there. Looks like a man in the middle of the night.
Crying that a bad guy pushed her out of her bed. And then she describes the dead man on her wall.
Hmm.
Are you letting her watch Stranger Things? That is my first question.
Right, exactly. I one time thought, I woke up in the middle of the night, and there was we keep a light on downstairs,
yeah.
So that way when I have to let the dog out, I don't trip and break my neck.
Mm-hmm.
So it was backlighting this thing that I thought was in my doorway, and I thought it was Addie. And so I got up, and I was like, hey, what are you doing? And it didn't answer, and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Stop! Stop it! And I flipped the light on, and it was a chair with all my dirty clothes on it. It was really bad. That was kind of all that was happening there. Hey, the show, good morning. Do you have a ghost story for us?
Yeah.
What happened?
Me and my son was just driving along one day, and he said, Dad, do you remember when I was the dad and you were the kid, those people killed us?
What?
Wait, what?
Whoa.
Yeah.
And then
he was only about 3 years old then, so he was just barely talking.
Ooh, did you get any details from him?
No, he didn't remember a lot, but he said he remembers in the old times, he just remembers black.
Huh. Wow.
So it's just an odd deal that kind of freaked me out.
That's what we were kind of talking about off the air, about kids who remember past lives.
Yeah.
Like that's happened before, where they remember things that they shouldn't even have any knowledge about?
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Hey, man, thanks for sharing. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Hey, the show, good morning. Do you have a ghost story?
I do.
Okay.
I was asleep, and I woke up about probably 4 in the morning, and I rolled over in bed, and I swear to God, there was a guy standing in my bedroom.
Creepy.
But I couldn't move. It was like a sleep paralysis kind of thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, holy crap. But I don't say anything, and this figure, like, moves towards me. And my reaction is to hiss at it.
To hiss.
I don't know why.
But don't you feel like this was just a dream? Why would you think this wasn't just a weird dream?
Well, I was wide awake and my cats right next to me dead asleep. And I was like, well, no one's reacting except for me.
Hmm.
And I woke up and looked at my phone after I was done hissing at the thing, apparently. Or I looked at it. I'm not really sure if I was awake or not, but it freaked me out.
Yeah, that whole sleep paralysis thing, that is crazy. Thank you very much for the call. One more here. Hey, the show, good morning. Do you have a horror story for us?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
My daughter had pictures moving in her room, and she kept talking about a scary ghost man that I couldn't see, and it was creepy. So she was kind of freaking out, and I had to have my house blessed because she was huddling in the fetal position in the bathroom and screaming at me, why can you not see the bad, scary ghost man behind you?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. How do you have your house blessed?
I had my minister come and say prayers in my house because there was nothing else I could do because it wouldn't stop.
And then what happened? Did it stop?
We've not had any problems since then. Pictures were moving and falling off the walls and doors were opening, and that's what I did. So I didn't know what else to do, so it was crazy. I was blessed that the minister came.
And after he came, everything stopped.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So you could see, like, could you see the pictures, or would you leave the room and they would come back, you would come back and they'd be all messed up?
Well, they'd be knocked over, and one time it was shaking on the wall and we didn't know what it was and we went in there. And after that happened, they turned around and we'd go in there and the pictures would be shaking.
Ooh, all right, I've got goosebumps
now.
I
seriously do. Look, that is insane.
Wow.
Yeah, and she explained what the scary ghost man looked like, and she just couldn't understand why I couldn't see them.
How old was she at the time?
It happened from the time she was about 2 to 4.
Wow.
So.
And how old is she now? Does she talk
She's
about
eight,
this anymore?
And she doesn't see anymore.
Yeah. Wow, it's incredible. Well, thank you for sharing.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Ooh,
I feel like we need a
goosebumped out.
A minister to come bless Shaylee's dating life on Thursday.
Okay, that hurts.
that's
when that hurts a little. The dating show. It's not haunting. It's just,
you want the demons gone or not?
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.